The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 29th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of Edwin O'Connor, the novelist born 1918, Providence, Rhode Island, wrote about Irish Americans in Boston, especially politicians and priests. The Last Hurrah, about a politician based loosely on the mayor of Boston, James Michael Curley, and All in the Family, based loosely on the Kennedy family. It's the birthday of the poet Stanley Kunitz, born in Worcester, Massachusetts in 1905. He went to Harvard and wanted to teach in the English department, but he was told that Anglo-Saxon students would not want to be taught by a Jew, which he said almost broke my heart, and I think in the end it probably did me a great favor because it prevented me from becoming a completely preoccupied scholar. Went to work as a farmer and then as a poet. Wrote and published poems for 75 years, until his death at the age of 100. And it's the birthday of Alexis de Tocqueville, born in Paris, 1805, who, when he was 26 years old, came to America, arrived in Manhattan at sunrise, May 11, 1831, traveled through the country for 9 months, went back to France, and in less than a year, he wrote his classic book, Democracy in America. He observed that Americans were a restless people, but he was impressed by the fact that in America, democracy actually worked. Tocqueville wrote, "America demonstrates invincibly one thing that I had doubted up to now, that the middle classes can govern a state. Despite their small passions, their incomplete education, their vulgar habits, they can obviously provide a practical sort of intelligence, and that turns out to be enough." Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Spires, "The Snowy Day." The last time I saw you, we met for coffee on a snowy day. Outside the window of the coffee shop, the snow fell silently and heavily. The traffic on Cold Spring Lane blurred and vague. Each car, a cumbersome dream vehicle plowing comically into eternity. But there you were, real as day, drinking a real cup of coffee. You were back from India. You had slept for 2 days. The coffee tasted wonderful, you said. You had flown to a mountain monastery to find, in prayer and silence, what you could not find in the everyday, taking only a few books, a change of clothes, because for too long you had carried your life like 2 suitcases, heavy enough to kill you. When it snows, everything is light and dark at the same time. Black coffee in a white cup. The hours leaked away until our cups were empty, the afternoon gone. Then a kiss on the cheek, a door opening out into the cold, and I was walking away up a slippery, snowy hill, nothing at all like your mountain, and so little to hold on to. That night the snow fell and fell and fell, erasing every landmark, quieting the world for a while. Later, after you died, I had a dream. The phone was ringing. It was you, your voice, on the other end of the line, laughing, as you said, "Beth, it's Greg. I'm in the hospital. I'm not dead." A poem, "The Snowy Day," by Elizabeth Spires, from her collection The Wavemaker, published by W.W. Norton, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.